Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Fitness Forum. I am Michael Lewis, your host for the show. What an exciting show that we have for you tonight. We're broadcasting from the Columbus Convention Center in Columbus, Ohio, at the Arnold Sports Festival. If anybody wants to call in or send us an online chat, please feel free. Our number is 917-889-8037. Okay, it's 917-889-8037. My show tonight is going to highlight PowerX, which is a new and newer and exciting powerlifting and athletic event. This is the first year that the PowerX will be at the Arnold Sports Festival, and my very special guest and good friend, fellow competitor, Ryan Cohen, is going to be competing in this event. So I can't wait to talk to him and hear just a second. But the Arnold Fitness Expo, the sports festival, features about 1,000 booths of sports equipment, apparel, nutrition, and has a huge center stage that hosts anything from strongman competition to bodybuilding, of course. Our expo is the main hall of the Greater Columbus Convention Center. It's going to be really a fantastic weekend. It's going to be opening tomorrow, the expo, from 9 o'clock in the morning. Runs all day, all evening, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if anybody is in the area, please make sure to come out and check it out. Now, with PowerX, the athlete's goal is to perform up to about 20 repetitions, I believe, and we'll talk with Ryan about this, with the weight of their choice in all three events. The events are power clean, bench press, and deadlift. And the concept is really that the lifter who achieves the total amount of poundage between pounds and repetitions wins the event. So I'm really looking forward to talking with Ryan. This is really an interesting and innovative athletic concept that I really can't wait to watch this weekend. Again, our guest, Ryan Cohen, is a competitive athlete who competes in strongman, powerlifting, now also PowerX. Ryan is also a military veteran. He's a part of the Ultimate Fitness family and also is a part of the Wounded Warrior Project, which I know he'll be able to talk a little bit more in detail about. If I can click over, with Ryan. Are you there, Ryan? Okay, let's see.
Mike, can you hear me?
Okay, Ryan. Yeah. Hey, hi. How you doing this evening?
Great. How about yourself?
Okay, good. Very good. Appreciate you calling in. Okay. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and your background?
Sure. I've been lifting now for about 15 years, give or take a couple years. I started lifting back in high school. For the football team, and when I joined the Marine Corps, I had a few good buddies in the Marines who were lifting pretty heavily. So during my tours to Iraq and back stateside, I started picking up lifting pretty seriously. And then after I got out of the Marine Corps, I walked onto Akron Youth football team. I played left tackle. Obviously, a lot of lifting and physical fitness was involved in that. And then when I finally left the team back in about 2011, I started training that day for a powerlifting competition, and it was back in June, wasn't it? June of 2011 when I met you, Mike. So I've competed multiple times in powerlifting, strongman, or most recently in the PowerX competition.
Fantastic. Well, again, thank you for your service. I appreciate your military service. And, how many years were you in the Marine Corps, and what was your job assigned as you were in the Marine Corps?
So I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years. Did two tours to Iraq. I drove amphibious assault vehicles. Not a lot of people know exactly what those are. They did ship to shore transportation of people and goods. We actually also drove them around in Iraq too. Just a tracked vehicle, very maneuverable.
Good. Well, fantastic. You have a great background. Like I said, once again, I certainly do appreciate and respect your military background, and thank you for your service. As far as competing, again, you've really excelled when you came on the circuit, you know, of powerlifting, and we've done powerlifting competitions together and strongman competitions together. But you've really done a great job, and I'm only saying that because I'm friends with you, but I've watched you grow and get stronger and have the passion and commitment, you know, to this these athletic events. What do you feel that are the direct correlations between powerlifting to strongman, and how has that really helped you to prepare for, and I want to talk a little bit about PowerX, of course, but to prepare for this PowerX event and competition?
So the PowerX is a good mix between having some cardio and some endurance, actually, and being able to lift pretty heavy weights. Since it is 20 reps, that's a lot of reps, and you get tired pretty quickly. So being able to do the strongman has a lot of endurance in there. Strongman is about either doing something with time or with reps. And it's a good mix between that and powerlifting, which is powerlifting, as most knows, is just one rep max. The only thing with PowerX is you get one shot at it, strongman competitions. One shot at it, and with powerlifting, you have three attempts per lift. So you really have to sit down and do the math and realize what you can hit, and you really have to know your body and what, you know, your mental state and everything like that, and what you can hit.
Great. So there's a lot of strategy in preparation for, you know, for the strength event. Am I correct?
Correct. Because go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So when you look at strategy, even if you jump up 5 to 10 pounds, sure, you might be able to do that for 10 reps, but when you start getting to 17, 18, 19 reps, you might not be able to complete that. So if you drop down a few weight, you know, a few pounds, and make sure that you get all 20 reps, you get just that much more out of it.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been affiliated with PowerX? I know it's kind of a newer, I guess, a newer strength event. Is that right? Or can you give us a little bit of background, you know, as well with that?
As far as I know, it's pretty recent. They've done a handful of competitions. I actually just competed in my first one probably about a little over 2 weeks ago down in Columbus, Ohio, at a gym called The Spot. It was a great gym, great location. There was probably about 8 or 10 competitors at that one. So it's still relatively new, but I have a feeling that it's going to take off. The people running it are very, very good, and very dedicated and to their events.
Awesome. How about, like, how do you prepare? Or now this is your second. I want to talk a little bit about being invited to actually compete at the Arnold. But can you tell us, like, how you have prepared for the PowerX competitions, and how does that differ from preparing for other strength events in the past that you've done between powerlifting and strongman?
So I've been following a workout program that was set up by Chad Smith. He's with Juggernaut Training Systems.
Yep.
This was given to me by the Wounded Warrior Project Barbell team. This has actually been a very good preparation. The preparation that he gave us was for a powerlifting competition, but with this event, with this program, you're actually doing multiple reps. So sometimes you'll walk into the gym and you'll have to do 30 reps of one weight with about 30 seconds to a minute of break in between. That was a very good, you get your endurance up and you get your strength up at the same time. You actually bench twice a week, squat twice a week, and deadlift twice a week. Different forms,
oh, wow.
Sometimes pull up blocks. Sometimes you'll just hold deficit deadlift and close grip
Great.
Versus competition. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I have a lot of questions for you, but we also have a lot of callers. Do you mind if I patch a caller in real quick?
Of course.
Okay, good. Hey, good evening and welcome to the Fitness Forum. Do you have a question for our guest, Ryan? I'm not sure if it's still there or not. Okay, and do you have a question for Ryan? Okay. Yeah, we had a lot of people have called in, but I'll try to get back with them. Maybe they weren't able to get patched through. So with the current training now, you see a direct correlation then between the different strength events. Is it kind of about the same training then, or is it more endurance based, or like what are your thoughts on that?
So the current program that I'm on, is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, to prepare kind of for this, the PowerX.
So the current one that I think is helps me prepare, it's actually off of percentages. So you look at your max and you do 55% of that and you do 30 reps between 3 and 6 sets, whatever you can do. So I've seen a very strong correlation, and I've seen that it's been working very well. I know at the first PowerX competition, I lowballed myself with the type of weights that I was actually going to be able to do. And coming into this competition, I'm going to jump up everything by probably about 30 to 40 pounds on every lift. And actually on deadlift, I'll probably jump that up about 100 or so odd pounds.
Fantastic.
Just because you'll be able to do more weight than you mentally think you can.
Right. I agree. So what's your current training regimen then? What are you doing? Are you you're doing twice a week bench, twice a week deadlift and squat,
mm-hmm.
or are you doing different things? Like, well, you're doing clean and press in this event though too, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I'm actually in the gym about 4 days a week. Lifting,
okay.
And then two days I do cardio or abs, something like that. And it flip flops each week. But one day you'll go in and you'll do a competition bench press, which is your normal grip, and then you'll do just a regular squat. Then the next day you'll go in and you'll pull off of blocks for deadlifts. You pull off sumo deadlift blocks. And then you'll do like a close grip bench. So it varies throughout the week, and the percentages change and the reps change.
Okay.
And then I had a good friend over at Rubber City Weightlifting in Akron, Ohio. He went through how to power clean with me before this competition.
And that's a little bit different. Both you and I are a little bit bigger guys between. Between us, learning the hand cleans, power cleans, and presses are a little bit more of a challenge. How is that technique to learn? I mean, I just, in the past few years, have kind of learned to do that as well. Boy, it just seems like the strength is really, based upon, those types of movements. What were some of the training regimens with doing that? Because it's kind of a newer concept, I think, especially for us, they're kind of power lifters.
Right. So what I started to do was work on a lot of explosive stuff. I would do some front squats to help out with the power clean, and just more and more explosive work. When it boils down to it, though, sometimes when you get towards the end, you start to lose some of your technique, and you start picking up with bad habits, and you start muscling it up just because you get tired and fatigued. When you start hitting around 10 to 15 reps, and then form kind of goes out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that really we have to make sure that we're careful doing. We certainly don't want to get injured, so that's technique. I think I know who you're talking about with Mike Walker. It's really really fantastic, and I'm sure it's helped you out and has built a good program too to assist you. And I think that's important. You know, that's one of the things I know we've talked about in the gym as well, is bouncing ideas off each other, coming up with different routines, looking at, you know, some of the old school things to compare to some of the newer techniques, and weeding out and kind of gleaning through things that maybe don't work compared to things that do. So I think, you know, I think you're on track with everything that are really going to have a successful weekend. How does, how did you get invited, or can you tell us a little bit about coming into and being invited to the Earls Sports Festival?
So with this PowerX competition, it was suggested to me to complete this by a guy named Luke Koval. He's physical health and wellness with coordinator with the Wounded Warrior Project. So with the PowerX, you actually had to do a qualifier, and that's what I did probably about 2 weeks ago. Since I'm like the heaviest weight, there's a minimum weight that you have to hit, and between all the reps, you have to hit you have to hit 13,000 pounds. It changes per weight class and per person. So, and then after they realize that you hit your minimum, they sent out an email and said, you know, congratulations, you've been invited. Please fill out X form. So.
Good. Now, this is the first year then that the PowerX has been at the Arnold, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what day and what times are during the festival will this event happen?
So it will be Saturday from noon to 4. And I believe it's not at the main convention. There's shuttles going back and forth. I heard it was at the Rhodes Arena. But there are shuttles going back and forth from the convention center to there. As you know, that how big the actual Arnold is, they've grown out of the convention center. Even though how huge the convention center is, they've grown out of it.
Well, it continues to expand and include other athletic events, obviously, from, you know, the MAS wrestling to fencing, you know, to obviously the powerlifting, the strongman, and bodybuilding. So it just continues to grow. And as new, especially strength events come into play, you know, I think that's going to only add more value to the festival. So there's going to be other, places that will have to host, you know, these types of events. How, what do you have to wear? Are there singlets? What's some of the rules? Are there, can you use chalk, weightlifting belt? What are some of the, you know, the nuances to using or to competing with PowerX?
So with the Power Cleans, they allow you to use belts, knee sleeves, and the hook grips, where you can actually tie yourself to the bar. And with bench press, so you can use wrist wraps, you can use chalk. And then with deadlifts, you can use a belt. You can't use wrist wraps for that one, and you can use knee sleeves.
Sleeves? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So no wraps
and another,
in the bench, just the sleeves.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Another interesting thing is that with the deadlifts, you get to choose if you want a straight bar or a hex bar. The straight bar is obviously the most is the conventional deadlifts, but the hex bar, which I actually use, it allows you to get more quads in there, and I think that that's a better choice. Each person is a little different. One of the guys actually used a straight bar and went sumo with it. And they allowed that was fine.
Okay. Now, as far as the benching, are there commands just like in USAPL, or do you have a lift off, or there? How does that work?
No, there's no commands. Obviously, they want the bar to come down and touch your chest, and they want a full lockout. If it's not fully locked out, they'll let you know and say that rep didn't count. As far as with deadlifts, they're going to require that we wear some sort of more form-fitting shorts so that they can see when we're fully locked out, hips forward, knees fully extended, and all that kind of fun stuff. As for the power clean, they want it high on the chest, on the collarbone, so that it's not sagging down a little bit. And again, they'll let you know if the rep didn't count.
And you are, do you have to wear a singlet, or is it gym clothes? Or,
yeah, it's just regular gym clothes. Regular gym clothes. Again, they just want the shorts to be a little bit more form fitting. They don't want them just kind of bagging around. So I'm going to bring a singlet and just kind of wear that underneath, just in case.
Okay. Now, is there a federation that you have to belong to with this, or is this something that is, new, kind of like a CrossFit where it's PowerX and that's the federation you belong to, or are there different, federations with this now, or no?
No. It's just its own entity. There's no federations. No federations that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
It's just the one entrance fee.
Okay. Let me see. I think I have a couple callers. Let me just real quickly see if somebody will answer up. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to the Fitness Forum. You have a question for Ryan? Okay. I'm sorry about that. I guess we have a few callers, but for some reason, not able to click over. But nonetheless, I'll try it just in another minute. We have about 7 minutes or so left. But as a Marine veteran, you're also affiliated with the Wounded Warrior Project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the Wounded Warrior Project is obviously there to help veterans, wounded warriors, both mentally, physically. I guess the main goal with the Wounded Warrior Barbell team is to honor and empower wounded warriors, kind of like improve on their lifestyles, become stronger and build, camaraderie and strength within the community. It's a great avenue. I know it's a big stress reliever for me. And when I'm having a rough day, I know I go to the gym and I see some friends that are there and you get all your anger out and all the stress from at the gym. They've done a competition. I did that back in, it was the first competition back in early December. It was an RPS. And that was out of Columbus. And now we're all training for a powerlifting competition in Maryland, May 2nd. It's actually the RPS Military Nationals.
Okay.
A little bit less than 8 weeks out. So we started a Facebook group and everything. So we're all trying to dial in because not all of us are in the same location. So it's hard to keep up with everybody. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where, as far as the Wounded Warrior Project, then, where is that based out of, and what are some of the other things that you do with affiliated with the project? And fantastic organization, by the way. We absolutely applaud all your efforts.
Yes, I can't say enough good things about the Wounded Warrior Project. They're based out of Florida, I believe, is where their headquarters is at. But this barbell team is based out of Pittsburgh. I mentioned him before, Luke Kovac. He's the head of the barbell team, and he's out of Pittsburgh. So this is just taking care of this region. But other things that I've done with the Wounded Warrior Project, there's other fun stuff. We've gone skeet shooting, and Luke has held multiple different strength classes up here and up in Geneva. So.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And can you tell us a little bit about the RPS competition on May the 2nd, then, also here in Columbus?
Oh, yes. Well, the RPS is actually in Maryland in May. That's
man.
Another
okay.
federation. It's a pretty well-known federation of powerlifting. They have equipped lifters, so, suits and wraps and all that kind of stuff. They have a military division, which is, I think, drew the barbell team to that federation. So it's
okay.
a pretty well-known and established federation.
Good. And what other federations have you competed in besides now the RPS? Because you have to belong to the RPS separately then as well, right?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. You can just, I know that when I competed, I didn't join up unless somebody signed me up that I didn't know about. But I've competed with NAS, which is North American Strongman. That one you have to pay an annual fee. And then
okay.
USAPL, United States Powerlifting Association, that's a raw and natural powerlifting organization.
Great. Well, fantastic. I know we have one caller here. I think either Chris. Are you online here, Chris?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead. Welcome to the Fitness Forum. Can you have questions for either yourself or for Ryan?
Just wanted to say that I'm a big fan of the show. I listen every week. I get valuable information every time I listen. I just wanted to say thanks for the
okay.
good stuff you're putting over the air.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, well, I think, let me see if I have, I'm not sure if, again, we have a couple callers here. I think there are a couple callers that have dropped. Again, we're live here at the Convention Center, and our expo opens up first thing in the morning tomorrow, so we have a busy agenda here for the next a day or two and for the weekend. So when are you going to be competing again? That's going to be Saturday from noon to 4. Is that correct, Ryan?
Correct.
Okay, good. And I assume that you're probably taking a couple days of rest and preparation prior to the, prior to the event. And what are some of the preparatory things that you have to do prior to an event like this or the week of?
So if the event would be on a Saturday, Monday or Tuesday, I might go get a very, very light lift in just to get blood moving. Maybe just a little bit of cardio, nothing huge. And then you just make sure that your diet is on point. Make sure you hydrate. The last thing you want to do is be coming up on a lift and you cramp up because you didn't hydrate well enough. So a few days out, so I'll be walking around trying to get a gallon to a gallon and a half, maybe even more in of water a day. Depending if I need to cut weight or not, Thursday and Friday will be very, very lean. It'll be chicken. And then Friday will just be chicken, protein shakes, and then just a ton of carbs, clean carbs, so like sweet potatoes, regular potatoes. I know, Mike, you've seen me in the competition the day of drinking honey for some
mm-hmm.
carbs to help
it
keep
works.
You through. It works because those
right.
days of the strongman competition, those are some long days, long days,
absolutely.
And you have to stay warm between each event, and you have to stay hydrated and enough fuel for your muscles.
Right. Well, Ryan, listen, we've covered a lot of ground, and listen, you truly are a remarkable person. I appreciate all that you've done for our country. I appreciate all that you do, the passion you exhibit into your athleticism and into the strength industries, you really do a great job. And again, you have a great background. You're only going to get better, and you're only going to continue on with your forward progress here in these events, not only in the strength events, but also with the Wounded Warrior Project as well. I really appreciate you coming on tonight. The session certainly has been very, very informative. Also appreciate our listeners this evening. But if you have any other questions or if you have anything else, I could maybe bring you back a little bit after the show and we can talk a little bit more. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, well, listen, I wish you the very best of luck on Saturday, and we'll keep in touch, and we'll have you back on real soon, okay?
All right, thanks, Mike.
Okay, thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, thanks. And next Thursday, March the 12th, we're going to be broadcasting live back here in Columbus at the Schottstein Center with the state wrestling tournament. My guest is Dino Sevastis. I look forward to talking with him. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.